This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Our spring music series continues now. We're profiling musical artists from around our region. The latest release from Abe Loomis is a song that came out last fall called Refugees Are Welcome Here. The single was a finalist in the USA Songwriting Competition for the folk singer and songwriter. To understand where the song came from, I met up with Loomis in a recording studio in Conway, Massachusetts. I asked him to take us back a few years.
Well, so the early Treasuries was the first real album that I made, and that was 2014. But I've been recording music in my house since I was about 10, 12. Really, my dad got me a four-track recorder at that point, and that's when I started really recording stuff.
Don't talk no more, just let it ride. We'll listen to the rain beating down outside. We could drown our trouble.
First, my mother signed me up for cello when I was in fourth grade, and I was really not happy about that. But I pursued it for a while. I learned from Gideon Freudman, has this whole cello bop thing and makes all kinds of amazing sounds on cello. And that was really exciting for me as a kid to hear someone doing that. But I realized early on that my connection with music was through songwriting. And I did write a few songs on the cello, but it just wasn't as easy a medium, or easy an instrument to do that on. So I was writing songs on guitar for years, and then I got a banjo, and that really opened up a creative vein for me, because there was just something about it, something about the twang, and something about the ease of movement around the instrument that allowed me to really start writing even more prolifically, I suppose.
So based on what you think, will you be all right? What do you want me to do? I haven't got all night. This town is usually safe. There's really nothing to fear. Still, I wouldn't want to be stuck out here.
And now your instrument these days is guitar and voice?
Yeah, guitar and voice. I still play banjo. I write on the piano as well. But I would say most of the time it's either guitar or banjo.
Loomis's latest album is called The Hoosick Line. He was born in North Adams.
So I've always felt kind of a connection to that side of the range, the Hoosick Range, and also to that tunnel. I would say the Hoosick Tunnel has been a really inspiring concept for me. It's this amazing 5-mile passage through the heart of this deep, dark mountain, and it's, you know, right down the road, really. So the album was really about place, and it's really about, there's a lot of Franklin County in it, there's a lot of Conway in it, and there's a lot of celebration of a particular pretty special part of the world that is really the place that I came from, and that has inspired a lot of my music.
Take me back to Franklin County on that Hoosick Line. Lay me down among the apples and the columbine. Let the river roll around me like a pumpkin vine. Take me back to Franklin County on that Hoosick Line. Take me back.
Then you have a single out, and it's called Refugees Are Welcome Here. Where did this song come from?
This song, you know, it's hard to say where any song comes from, but this one was really a kind of, started as a personal response to current political scene. My songs, I think, tend to be more eloquent than I can be when I'm just talking.
Come in and get your coat on. The night is cold and wet. I'm pretty good with faces, but I'll probably forget I ever even met you here.
I just wanted to say something, and I wrote it over a period of a couple weeks.
Refugees are welcome here, and every line of the story is clear. Love is love.
It was really that the phrase "refugees are welcome here," it's been used so often in politics now and on posters and so forth, that it was a little bit of a conundrum for me, because most of the time such phrases aren't really where my best songs come from. They tend to be more accidental or come out of thin air or something I hear walking down the street or in a restaurant or just talking to a friend. But that was one where I really felt like that was what I wanted to say. And that was a patriotic thing to say and something that needed to be said.
Did your ancestors descend from golden castles in the air? Or were they hungry, tired, and running from some psychopath somewhere?
So the line is, did your ancestors descend from golden castles in the air, or were they hungry, tired, and running from some psychopath somewhere?
That's right. That's right. I guess I was thinking of otherness, like, who do you think you are trying to come to our country when, in fact, we are all the descendants of immigrants, refugees of one kind or another.
So there was no specific psychopathic kind of leader that you were thinking of?
No, I just think that there have been many over the course of history who have forced good people to leave their homes. And acknowledging that is important when we look at the many people who want to come to the United States. The vast majority of them are, you know, simply families and children and mothers and fathers and people who are escaping something really terrifying and really dangerous. And I think the proper attitude towards someone seeking shelter, to my mind, is one of welcome.
Refugees are welcome here.
Abe Loomis is a folk singer and songwriter. You can hear more interviews from our spring music series at nepr.net. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is New England Public Radio. Refugees.